a salty snack? If your answer is yes, don't worry, you're not alone. Hi, I'm Catherine Pinto, SNAP Ed and FNEP agent for K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. A study was conducted among those who reported snacking in the evening. 40% prefer snacking on salty and savory items, followed by sweet choices at 38%. The USDA's dietary guidelines recommend no more than 2,300 milligrams, or about 1 teaspoon per day. Sodium can sneak into our diet in many different ways. Sodium is naturally occurring in some foods. Sodium can be added in the cooking process through table salt and sauces. Most processed foods contain high amounts of sodium to make them last longer on grocery shelves. Here are some tips to reduce your sodium intake. Eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. When purchasing frozen or canned vegetables, choose a low sodium or no salt added option. Select processed foods that contain 140 milligrams or less per serving of sodium. Skip the pre-seasoned meat and opt for fresh or frozen poultry, beef, or seafood. Try to cook more meals at home. You are in charge of what goes into your food. Instead of using salt as your primary seasoning, try using different herbs and spices. Choose your condiments wisely. Read the nutrition facts label. And lastly, taste your food before you salt it. You can always add, but you can't take it away. Sodium is something that can add up real fast if we don't pay close attention to it. Try these simple sodium saver tips next time you're in the kitchen. This has been Catherine Pinto with your K-State Research and Extension Unit.